Who do I sell to? Who's my ideal client? Figuring that out on this episode of Bliss Life Business.
Bliss Life Business, conscious business for the creative entrepreneur, with your teacher and host, me, Christopher Sheridan.
Hey, welcome back to Bliss Life Business. This is a place where I share business lessons and what's working for me and some very select guest entrepreneurs. A quick tip before I go into today's lesson. Apple Siri is our best friend. Hey, next time you're on an iPhone or an iPad, tell Siri, play podcast Bliss Life Business, and it'll play the latest episode. And since you're there, make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help. Thank you so much. One of the biggest issues I've seen over the years consulting with hundreds of fellow entrepreneurs is new entrepreneurs don't really know who their ideal client is. They just throw up things that they would like and hope someone is like them and likes it too. This actually works and isn't necessarily a bad idea to start. Heck, I did this. But after a while, you really need to have your ideal client defined much more than just like me. Now, I found a free tool called Make My Persona helpful in defining my ideal client, and I'll have a link to it in the show notes for you. Your homework for today's lesson is to make up your ideal client persona and print it out and place it in your workspace. Maybe even tack it onto your wall. And whenever you write an email or a blog post or a video, think about your ideal client. In fact, pretend you are writing to just one person, your most ideal client ever. It makes marketing so much easier when you think this way. Before we go, I want to leave you with this. Selling to other people just like you is a good start. Developing a formal ideal client persona is really helpful for targeting your audience and producing content that they will respond to. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on Bliss Life Business, the show for lifestyle entrepreneurs without the fluff. Hey, and remember, if you're listening on an iPad or an iPhone, tell Siri, play podcast Bliss Life Business, and it'll play the latest episode. Oh, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much.
Thank you again for listening and subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, you want to hit that subscribe button no matter what you use to listen to podcasts, whether it is Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or Overcast. By hitting subscribe, you make sure you don't miss an episode, so the episodes get downloaded automatically and you'll have access to the future archive of episodes. Go over to blisslifepress.com/podcast or hit subscribe in your current app right now. This show is supported by Bliss Life Press, your transformational self-development publisher. Hire Bliss Life Press to publish your next book, podcast, author website, or your own info product. Come join the Bliss Life Press family of authors and experts and get your voice out there. Go to blisslifepress.com.